Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, Facebook Live right now, and on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show on YouTube as well. Welcome, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so we got so much going on this evening. It's been like a rough week. You know, so let me shout out to Victor McLean. Shout out to my church brother, Victor McLean. So let me start with this. Well, I got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Joe Biden's big night. We're going to see if Joe Biden can bring it home, because it's been Obama and Clinton and Pelosi and, you know, and all kinds of people have been with their speeches. It's been 4 days of speeches. Now we're going to see if Joe Biden can bring this thing home. We're going to talk about that. You know, where are all these people coming from? Where are all the people coming from the Black Lives, the Blue Lives Matter, and the All Lives Matter, and the Back to Blue? Where are these people coming from? We're going to talk about that too as well. But you know what? I got to take a break because I'm not on my YouTube channel right now. And you know, and I've been home for a while now. And I'm just all over the place. But anyway, let me take a quick break and we'll be right back with more programs. Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on, let me get myself together. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
All righty then, we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. Shout out to Linda, Victor McLean, Linda Lambroso, is by Albert Vega, my brother, who spins the wheels for you on Wednesday, I think it is, Wednesday night, from 8 to 10, dymusicradio.com. And, you know, for right now, because of the coronavirus, we're all forced to just watch people mix on, watch people mix, like Albert Vega and some other brothers, Louis Vega, I don't know if there's a relation, and some other people who are mixing on Facebook Live. That's what we're reduced to. The coronavirus has killed the social, anything social in the world today. Anyway, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and we are live on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel as well. For the folks who tune in over there, it's about 15 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 60 minutes after the hour. So I'm a little behind the eight ball here. I had a little power surge. You know, when there was a power surge, it just shuts everything off. And all the information gets lost. So it's show loaded up to studio, YouTube, everything is lost, and you got to do it all over again. So that's what happens here. But in any case, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Got so much to talk about tonight. You know, Joe Biden is tonight's Joe Biden's chance to energize the base because everybody has been kind of sleeping on Sleepy Joe. So we're going to talk about that because, in a couple of hours, Joe Biden will get an opportunity to speak to folks in the United States of America to convince them why it should be him instead of racist Donald Trump. Well, maybe I wouldn't say that. That's why. Anyway, it's a long story. Shout out to Colette Bannister Matthews. Good evening, my sister. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so disturbing situation in New Jersey. You know, the PBA, the largest police union in New Jersey, is supporting Trump. And all the Republicans. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that the PBA, the police officers who are supposed to protect and serve everybody, are endorsing Trump, who is not concerned with everybody. And if you remember the police, I think it was the police chiefs or the sheriffs meeting that Trump attended, and he just came out and told, surrounded by police officers, he came out and told everybody, like, hey, you know what? It's all right to bump their head on the thing. And that hurts. I mean, I've done it by accident. I've been arrested. But that hurts when your head hits that, when you don't duck down far enough and your head hits the side of that door. It hurts. Or the side of that roof. It hurts. And so Mr. Trump, was at a meeting of police officers, surrounded by law enforcement officers. He came out and said, yeah, it's all right. You know, don't be so nice. Bump their head on the roof. So for me, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, I'm highly concerned about this because Trump is obviously antithetical toward black folks. And I'm being nice about it. Trump is antithetical toward black and brown people. Trump just does not like minorities. You know, and I can say that. He just doesn't like minorities. And in the NYPD also, well, we kind of not surprised about that, with the president of the Pat Lynch, who was the president of the NYPD. I mean, you know, you see, this is very concerning to me. I don't know about nobody else, but this is very concerning to me that the largest police union in New Jersey, the PBA, that stretches from Mahwah all the way down to Cape May or whatever, wherever the end of New Jersey is, and they are down with Trump. And what happens is what happened is that some of the black officers who are PBA members of the PBA are not down with this. The black officers. It's like everything is going wrong today. Because we had the surge with the power, and when the power surged, everything got shut off. Yeah, thank you, my brother. Yeah, the power surge, everything got shut off, and I got two computers here and all kinds of stuff going on, and everything got shut off. So you just want to stop. You just want to be like, you know what? I'm just done with this crap. You know, you just want to just stop when things start going wrong. Now, I'm just logged back into Block Talk Radio. The YouTube stream is still going strong. The Ron Kelly Show on YouTube is there. And let me see. Yeah, it's still going strong. So anybody who's watching YouTube, you can call into the program 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. For the folks who were watching the program last week on the YouTube channel, but who couldn't get through for whatever reason, you can try the call. You can try the number now is 646-668-2838. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So, yeah, so very concerned about the PBA joining with Donald Trump to endorse his presidency. We all know Donald Trump does not like black people. So that's going to be very concerning. And I hope, you know, the next time I get pulled over, which I don't get pulled over that often, you know, and I have a job where I'm licensed to carry a weapon, you know, carry a firearm, you know, I don't wind up being the next Philando Castile. But anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Sandra Jones, who wants to know if I'm going to be coming to church. Well, I didn't know there was going to be church. Nobody told me anything. I guess I have to go online and find out. But, I don't know if there's going to be any church. But anyway, so tonight it's shout out to Mike Burgess for watching the program. So tonight is the night. It's Joe Biden's night. It's Joe Biden's turn. Joe Biden will be on stage by himself. And you got it. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Joe Biden either. Let me tell you, I'm not the biggest fan of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, it's not because of his age, you know, because Trump is only 3 years younger than Joe Biden. But Trump seems a lot, I guess Trump's a better liar or whatever the case may be. But Trump, I'm not excited about the Biden presidency and Biden potential presidency. And they did a survey, and Trump's people, the people who are so enthusiastic about Trump, are like in a high percentile, like 68%, 70%, maybe even between 70-80% of the people who support Trump are enthusiastic about Trump. But the people who support Biden, who are enthusiastic about Biden, is very low, 38%, 35%. So Biden is not lighting the fire under the people, under the electorate. And we don't want to have another Hillary Clinton moment here. You know, we don't want to have that. So, Joe Biden needs to do something tonight. He needs to do something tonight. Shout out to Senator Joy Jones, who says Kamala and Biden. But Trump people are radical. I mean, they're like foaming at the mouth. The Trump's people are like the zombies, you know, you see in a movie or something. That's how Trump's people are. They're frothy in the mouth. They're excited. You know, But Biden, the people who support Biden, and I agree, you know, I kind of, you know, with those people, yeah, they're racist, but Trump's people are more excited about him than we are about Joe Biden. See, and that could be a problem in a couple of months at the ballot box. So Trump needs, so Biden, Joe Biden needs to get it together. He's got the 70 days or so, 75 days, 74 days to convince the American public that he should be the president. And not because Trump is so bad, you know, because that's not gonna make it. Just whining about Trump, that's not going to be a good enough reason to vote for Biden. Biden's going to have to come up and talk about what he's going to do. Biden needs to talk about what he's going to do. Shout out to Rosalind Christie, who's watching the program. And shout out to Sandra Joy Jones, who says, no way, we are. Yeah, but not like the Trump people. Not like the Trump people. You know, the Trump people are frothing at the mouth, waiting to vote for him, while the Biden people are like, you know, 38%, 36%. So there's a problem here. You know, even, I mean, with the Kamala Harris did probably bump it up a little bit, but Joe Biden is just, you know, not exciting at all. So, and I'm not talking about his age or anything like that. You know, I'm pretty sure he can do a decent job for a term, you know, but he'll be 81 years old when he ends his, the president's went to, after the first 4 years, if he gets elected this time. But there's a lot of work to be done. So, you know, everybody's got to, you know, put their pedal to the metal. There's a lot of work to be done to get Joe Biden across the finish line. You know, me, myself, I will be working with Biden campaign, doing whatever, you know, maybe working at the phone bank or something. I personally am going to try to do something to help get Joe Biden elected. And one person can make a difference now. So if you really believe in Joe Biden, you need to get out there because another 4 years of Trump, you know, I'll tell you, we're going to be slaves. You're going to look for your check on Friday. You're like, where's my check? You don't know? You're a slave. We're going to be slaves again, black folks, because we're going to be watching the rap clash of the Titans, and you're going to turn around, you're going to be a slave. Shout out to Lakeisha Mims, who's watching the program. Shout out to Joy Jones, who says, Ron, do you see the BLM movement? We have passion. Yeah, and I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Back to Blue. Where all these people come from? Where did all these people come from? Where were they before the Black Lives Matter movement? We'll take a break, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. So we'll be right back with more of this program. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's Thursday. It's August 20th, and this is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, it is. You know what time it is. It's The Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Halfway through, it's 7:29 right now, halfway through The Ron Kelly Show. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And again, once again, I'll be watching. But let me start with this. Before I get to the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and all the other things that are going on, you know, I watched Barack Obama's speech last night. So I have to watch these things so I can be informative for you people. So I have to watch this stuff. And I watched the Barack Obama speech. Scary. Very scary. I never seen Barack Obama, because Barack Obama would always have those soaring speeches where he talk about you know, overcoming and, you know, and getting through and, you know, and keep the faith and hope, keep hope alive and hope and change and all that stuff. Barack Obama's speech last night was scary. It was scary. And, you know, we all should be scared. Because Donald Trump, before I move on, I understand why Donald Trump embraces Kim Jong-un, you know, why he likes Duterte, who is the president of the Philippines, who kills drug dealers without a trial, why he likes Vladimir Putin, who's trying to stay, the opposition leader in Russia was poisoned today. I don't know if he's dead right now or not. I haven't updated myself on it. But yeah, the opposite, Vladimir Putin's biggest opposition, the man riding on a plane, drinking tea, somebody put poison in his tea. Vladimir Putin is trying to stay the president for another 16 years. Another 16 years until 2036. And so that's how you do. You kill your, you know, hey, somebody's in the way, kill them. The only thing, the difference between Trump and Putin is Trump doesn't kill people, but he fires them. He doesn't kill them. So Donald Trump is a menace, and he needs to be dispensed with. And I don't mean killed or anything like that. I don't want any harm to come to him. I don't want the Secret Service to be knocking on my door saying that I wanted to cause harm to the president, because that's totally not true. But I would like to see him out of office. We're going to need to take care of that. But you can see why Trump embraces some of these people, because he acts like them. I mean, the situation with the post office is ridiculous. I'll get into that in just a few minutes, 23 minutes or 27 minutes before. It's lined up too. Yeah, 27 minutes before the hour. So shout out to Sandra Joy Jones, who asked me to Black Lives. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, who's watching the program. Good to see you, brother. Black Lives Matter movement. No. You see, the people, you know, they're complaining. The folks are complaining about the Black Lives movement, the white folks. So in direct opposition, because prior to the Black Lives Matter, there was no Blue Lives Matter. There was no White Lives Matter or whatever it is, All Lives Matter. There was no Back to Blue. All of these things came up after, in direct opposition to Black Lives Matter. That's what happened here. All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Back to Blue. All of those organizations were created in direct opposition to Black Lives Matter. You see, and there's a lot of, you know, don't get it twisted. The folks, racism is alive and well in America, even though we haven't really been seeing it that much. But with the president, with the elevation of Trump to the presidency of the United States, people are coming out. They're like, you know, it's cool to be a racist now. You know, you got these Karens and, you know, and Kens and Karens that are walking around confronting black folks who live in these communities, who are minding their own business. And you have white folks who are confronting black people in their own neighborhoods. No, you have the heartbreaking video of the Aurora, Colorado Police Department. It just drives me up the wall that these police officers would put a six-year-old girl on the ground. See, these are the things that Trump advocates. Trump doesn't have a problem with a six-year-old girl crying for her sister, laying face down on the ground, handcuffed. You have to be you can't even say you're a human being if you are going to allow in your authority, you're going to make a six-year-old girl lay. I mean, what possible harm could she bring to you, a six-year-old girl? So, I mean, you have to be inhuman to place handcuffs behind the back of a six-year-old girl and have her lay down on the concrete. That is just, I mean, I just don't understand how anybody, I mean, even the worst criminal, there's got to be a heart in there somewhere. And for us to have police officers that will resort to that type of behavior is scary. It is scary. And, you know, if Trump gets elected again, we're going to need a whole bunch more Black Lives Matter if Trump is reelected, because this is going to be a problem. So anyway, these I listen to a lot of radio, and you hear these conservative radio personalities, Rush Limbaugh and some of the other clowns, who are complaining about, let's say, the crime wave or the increase in crime. Increase in crime is because people ain't working. But you have an increase in crime, and what's good, Donnie Wilson? Good to see you, my brother. We have an increase in crime. So that's, I mean, because people are not working. And that's not the only reason, but people are not working. So everything is blamed on minorities. Like, oh, you know what it is? It's bail reform. Where did bail reform come from? Where did bail reform come from? Why did we need bail reform? Because we had a racist, criminal justice system that held people in jail for years for a $50, $100 bail. So if the person is homeless, say, for example, if they're separated from their family and they get arrested, and yeah, they shouldn't get arrested. Okay, I'll concede that point. But they get arrested and they have to go to jail. And let's say the bail is $500. $500 in some families is like $5 million. You know, so you wind up staying in prison on a $500 bail. And like the young man I can't think of his name. Somebody look it up for me and put it on my Facebook feed. The young man who spent 2 years in jail on a book bag shoplifting charge, and he killed himself after he got out. He spent 2 years in solitary confinement because he was a youth. They had him in Rikers Island. He was a youth, so they put him in protective custody so nobody would mess with him. And the young man went crazy. And he didn't kill himself while he was in jail. He killed himself after he got out because, you know, being around people was, I don't know what was going on in his brain, but he wound up killing himself. So shout out to Senator Joy Jones, who says, hell no, we will not tolerate racism and hate Trump or kids in cage. You know what? That stuff, I mean, what they're doing to the immigrants, I'm not really concerned with that right now. To say the truth, those families getting broke up or whatever, that's not my problem. You know, I'm not concerned with what happens to immigrants. I'm concerned about what happens to black folks, black and brown folks who live in the United States of America, who were born here, who were raised here, who have generations of their families, the grandmother, the great-grandmother, the great-great-grandmother, and so on and so forth, those people who have lived here for years. I'm not concerned about, I mean, hey, I'm sorry that they're going through it, but I'm not concerned with people who are being held at the border and whatever they do to them, whatever. I'm concerned about my black people, black and brown folks, and what's happening to them. I mean, you know, shame on the United States of America for treating immigrants the way they do, but I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about us. See, so the Black Lives Matter, and see, there's radical, nobody wants to end the police. I mean, I certainly don't want to defund the police, end the police. There's a town in California, I mean, they've really taken it to another level where there's a town in California, I think it's Berkeley, California, where the folks there want civilians to go around and stop cars. Now, I know I wouldn't want to do that because you don't know who's behind the wheel, and you can wind up getting killed. And yeah, so that's a crazy idea that they have, that they want to send civilians. They want to send civilians to lock up, to pull over, traffic stops. Oh no, not me. I wouldn't want to do that because you don't know who's behind that wheel. So as far as like defunding the police, I don't want to shout out to Vershawn Griffin, who was watching the program. I don't want to defund the police. I don't think the police should be defunded. I don't think that we shouldn't have no police. You see, but the problem with the police, you know, and I'm straying away from the Black Lives Matter movement for a minute, but the Black Lives Matter movement was created in direct opposition to the killing of innocent or unarmed black men and women. That's why the Black Lives Matter movement was founded. So, you know, yeah, white folks are going around, those Black Lives Matter people, blah, blah, blah. Why do you think the Black Lives Matter movement was created? It's your fault. And the police, you know, and some of the racist and anti, you know, police officers. It's their fault that Black Lives... We wouldn't need a Black Lives Matter if black folks weren't getting killed by the police. We wouldn't need a Black Lives Matter if black folks weren't being killed by the police. So now we have Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and Back to Blue. You know, these groups have been created to directly oppose the Black Lives Matter movement. So what happens with the Black Lives Matter is they're being blamed for everything. And, you know, I don't like what AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, did the other night. You know, she endorsed Bernie Sanders and didn't mention Joe Biden. I mean, Bernie Sanders is out of it. Why would you do that? So, I mean, there's some radical people who are, you know, who want, you know, so you want America to be a socialist society where we share everything. I don't want that. I want to make my own money. So there's, not everybody is down with the defund the police. That defunding the police is crazy. But what they have to do with the police is to stop giving them these contracts. See, because the police, the PBA and the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, when they do their contracts with these towns, they have what's called qualified immunity. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says Sanders is a socialist. Yes, he is. Anyway, so they have what's called qualified immunity. And qualified immunity means that police officers, for the most part, can't be held responsible for mistakes that they make. So the towns wind up, you know, the town, what's happened, it's, well, hey, let me rewind a minute. Qualified immunity is a judicially created doctrine that shields government officials from being held personally liable for constitutional violations, like the right to be free from excessive police force for money damages under federal law, so long as officials did not violate clearly established law. I mean, for example, in California, police used qualified immunity as a defense for stealing $225,000 in cash and rare coins from someone's bedroom while executing a search warrant. So police officers doing a search warrant found $225,000 in cash and stole $225,000 in cash and rare coins from somebody's bedroom executing a search warrant. So qualified immunity kept them from being prosecuted for that. Just totally ridiculous. So qualified immunity needs to be abolished. And police officers, if they know that they're not protected, they know that they won't get away with the things they get away with. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says he mislabeled himself. He is a social democrat. Major difference. I don't know. I think Bernie Sanders is a socialist. But anyway, these groups, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Back to Blue, I don't know, but I'll take a quick break, you know, because I'm like frustrated. I'm gonna take a quick break and come right back. And you know, let me ask a question that I had to ask myself. I know somebody who's a Trump supporter. So if you support Trump, do you support his racism, the misogynist, you know, the law of lawlessness, you know? So if you support Donald Trump, do you support his racism? And if you know somebody who supports Donald Trump, has it changed the way you look at people? Because it sure has changed the way I look at some people, you know, who are Trump, white folks who I know who are Trump supporters. It definitely has changed the way I look at them, because my belief is that if you support Trump, you support racism. Okay, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And this on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it's still light outside. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theRonKellyShow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theRonKellyShow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Oh, yes, indeed, everybody. It's The Ron Kelly Show. And guess what? It's on Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com, about 13 minutes left to the program, everybody. Apologize for being just slightly late, but, you know, y'all know how ish happens. Anyway, glad to have you guys all in. Welcome back. It's August 20th already. The summer is slipping by, and before you know it, you're going to be hunching your shoulders when you go out the door pretty soon. I'll hunch them now. Some mornings where it's like 50 degrees outside. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. So tonight it's Joe Biden's turn. Everybody's going to be watching. It's Joe Biden's turn to make his case to the American people, because, you know, there's not going to be traveling around in big crowds and rallies and stuff like that. That's not going to happen because the coronavirus has stopped everything. So he's going to need to make his case tonight. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, who says it most definitely has changed the way I look at folks, black and white Trump supporters. Absolutely right. Now, I don't know if black Trump supporters are, you know, I just don't get it. I just really don't get it. Like this chick, Kim Classic, very good looking. Kim Classic, who wanted to run for Elijah Cummings, OC. You know, Elijah Cummings, who passed away. Shout out to my niece, Shanika Douglas. Shout out to my niece. Love you, boo. Kim Classic, this chick who was running for Congress, wants to run for Elijah Cummings, OC. You know, Elijah Cummings passed away earlier this year. And she wanted to run for Elijah Cummings, OC. So she made this video where she was walking through Baltimore. She lost. She's going to get a chance to run again in November against Kwasi Mfume won the special election to finish out Elijah Cummings' term. Now, Elijah Cummings, his term would have run out on November 3rd. So Kwasi Mfume has the seat until November 3rd. And, so this chick, Kim Classic, is going to be running. And there's all this uproar, and, you know, and Trump, Trump hates black people, but if you're black and you support him, like Diamond and Silk, Fat and Fatter, or whoever they were, you know, he loved them, Diamond and Silk, because Diamond and Silk, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, you can always find, like back in the day, you can always find a black person to stomp on another black person. Like back in the day, they had the overseer on the plantation. The overseer was the black person that controlled all the slaves. You know, I said, you know what? We're going to put you in charge of the slaves. Another black person. Who was the overseer in Roots? Chicken George? I forget. But you can always find a black person. You know, white people can always find a black person to do some dirt. Now, in the slavery days, you know, the slave master thought it might be easier for better for him, maybe the slaves would be more cooperative if there was a black person in charge. So the slave owner would put a black person in charge as the overseer So these black Republicans are a bunch of overseers, because I don't understand why. Shout out to Lewis. Lewis, what's going on, my brother? Shout out to Lewis for watching the program. So all of these people like overseers, these black folks who support Trump. I just don't get it. I mean, I could never support Trump. Never, ever, ever. He could offer to put $1 million worth of commercials on my radio show. Well, I would think about it, but I wouldn't turn the money down. But as far as supporting him, no, I'm not going to support no Donald Trump. Donald Trump does not like black people. Let me make that abundantly clear. So, yeah, so the Black Lives Matter movement is, you know, and there's, you know, the Black Lives, everybody in the Black, there's radical sections of every organization, you know. And there's a radical element to the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement. Now, the Black Lives Matter movement aren't people who are breaking into stores and robbing stores and doing, those are not Black Lives Matter movement members. That's not in the spirit of what Black Lives Matter is about. Then for people, you know, Trump and the GOP and the racist Republican Party, they tie those people to Black Lives Matter. Those people are not Black Lives Matter members. Black Lives Matter isn't about destroying public property. It's not about that. But there's a radical element to Black Lives Matter. There are people who go in under the guise of Black Lives Matter who have their own agenda. Some people have their own agenda, and this is what's going on with the Black Lives Matter movement. Some people have their own agenda. So, so this got a lot coming up. You know, we have Biden tonight. And if everything works out in 2024, Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States. You know, that's what's probably going to happen. That's the way it looks. Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States at some point, because, again, Joe Biden will be 81 years old in 2024. And it's highly unlikely. Shout out to Vega, Albert Vega, who says facts. Yeah, it's highly unlikely that hopefully he'll make it through his first term. Now, I'm not, you know, suggesting anything happens. Over a 77-year-old man, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, you know, people in Trump's circle got COVID. He might even have it. Who knows? But maybe he's taking hydrochloroquine. to cure himself. Anyway, so it's a very important election coming up. You got 74 days, 73 days, something like that, in order to get Joe Biden in as president. And you see, now, you know, we always wind up picking from the litter. You know, we always wind up doing that. We don't, even when Barack Obama ran, I don't believe that Barack Obama was all the black folks candidate. You know, I don't believe that. I don't think Barack Obama was quote unquote candidate. I don't believe that. I believe that Barack Obama just came out of nowhere. You know, I mean, people jumped on the bandwagon later on, but, you know, Barack Obama came out of nowhere and decided he's going to run for president, because in the beginning, nobody thought Barack Obama would ever win. They were like, gee, just black, ain't no black man going to wind up in the presidency. Nobody thought Barack Obama would win. So people started jumping when Barack Obama started winning primaries. That's when people said, well, you know what? Maybe, you know, he may have something here. And that's when folks started jumping on the bandwagon. But when Barack Obama, you know, he didn't have the full support of black folks, because many black people didn't think Barack Obama would ever be elected president. They thought that no black man would ever be elected president, no less be elected president twice like Barack Obama was, you know. And so, and Barack Obama, you know, his speech last night, his speech was very good. And it was scary. You know, what he was saying, like, democracy is going to be going. And he's right. He's right. Democracy is going to be going. You got the cops endorsing Trump. You got the cops. So what do you think is going to happen now? You know, what do you think is going to happen now? I know the next time I get pulled over, hopefully I won't get pulled over, but if I do, I'm going to be like, not shaking in my boots, but if I'm coming, let's say I'm coming home from my part-time job and I'm wearing my firearm, I mean, anything can happen to me. You know, so I'm very concerned with the police officers endorsing Trump. And all the, not just Trump, but they're endorsing all the Republican candidates down the line now. You know, Trump's not going to win New Jersey, and it might not be nothing. Trump's not going to win New Jersey, and those Republican candidates are not going to win in New Jersey either. You know, whoever's running, the Democrats who are running in New Jersey are going to keep their seats. That's not going to change. You know, if there's a Democrat there now, there'll be a Democrat there after the election. If there's a Republican there now, there'll be a Republican there after the election. But things are not going to change. All right, everybody, 4 minutes to go here on the Ron Kelly Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for joining me this evening. And the folks who are watching on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, you can go there. That's another we're live on YouTube, as a matter of fact. And Ron Kelly Show YouTube studio, we are live there. And that's another way of watching the Ron Kelly Show. If you're not able to get me on the various entities that I'm on now, and I just recently linked my radio show page to Instagram, so I'm not even sure what's going to happen, but I'm hoping that the radio show winds up on Instagram as well, everybody. All right, so everybody get ready. It's going to be Biden tonight. I'll be watching. Hopefully he'll say something that will energize the base, because as far as right now, the base is kind of sleeping right now. And Trump's people are a lot more enthusiastic about him than Biden supporters are about Biden. And see, you know, one of those, and a couple of minutes left to the program, everybody, in one of those surveys, polls, whatever you want to call it, the Biden supporters who are voting against Trump, Biden supporters who are voting against Trump was in the 60-something percent of people who are voting against Trump, not voting for Biden. And then the people who they polled who are voting for Biden was like 30-something percent, 32%. So 32% of Biden supporters are voting against, are voting for him. And 68% of Biden supporters are voting against Trump. Not voting for Biden, but voting against Trump. And that's a problem. That is a problem. And there's too much time left. That's a problem. So what that says is that, you know, that the people are going to, you know, because if you're going to run, if you're running for office, you want people to vote for you, not vote against your opponent. And this is the problem that Joe Biden has. So he'll do himself a favor tonight if he can bring people around and say something to energize the base, because the base is, you know, is dead. Okay, so the Ron Kelly Show on the YouTube channel is going to be a little bit short. It's going to be about 15 minutes short. Looks like it's going to be around 47 minutes or so with the Ron Kelly Show on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. It'll be about 15 minutes short because of the delay with me getting on the air. So, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. All right, 60 seconds left. I'm about to break out of here. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, I say, everybody, stay safe, wash your hands, wear your mask. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together. But together, we're going to have it all. We're going to beat this COVID thing at some point. So everybody, stay alive so you be around to see what happens. In any case, I'm about to go smoke a cigar. So we'll see you next time on another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. And we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, I'm done.